ancient oracle. In Professor Astuwa Mang's view, this proves that while the extirpation of idolatries pushed the Pariacaca cult underground, it could not do away with it. The people who still inhabit this region, mainly peasants, have very little connection with the urban world, and for them, Pariacaca is still a deity. Visitors to this mountain tell of the many offerings they find along the way, coca leaves, food, and guinea pigs. In the meantime, the whole area, one of the most impressive and beautiful in the country, has become the Reserva Paisajística Nollaujos Cochas, Peru's first and only landscape reserve. Finally, the part of the Inca road that crosses the sacred land around Pariacaca has been chosen by the Peruvian government in its plan to have UNESCO declare the Capac Ñan a World Heritage Site. This mountain has many meanings, and in several ways we Peruvians still revere Pariacaca. From Lima, Javier Lizarzaburu, BBC.
And the reader was Sean Baker. That was the final essay in the series The Meanings of Mountains, which was produced by Julian May. This is BBC Radio 3. And now it's time for World on 3 with Mary Ann Kennedy.
Glorious stuff from the Tuareg legends Tinariwen, and that album Tassili has done so well for them this year. It won them a Grammy last month, but never mind that. Are they set to win a Songlines Award? Stay with us for World on 3 tonight with me, Mary Ann Kennedy, as I announce the shortlists for this year's award and have a rootle round some of those nominations. Four awards up for grabs: Best Group, artist, collaboration and newcomer. And the winners will be announced here on World on 3 and in the June edition of the magazine. So, Tinari Wen were shortlisted in the best group category, along with Juju, the name Justin Adams and Jules de Camara go by these days, and that's for their album In Trance. Marseille's Watcha Clan with Radio Babel, and this from London's Shikoyoch Klezmer Ensemble and their album Busker's Ballroom. Congratulations to Shikoyoch and the others. More nominations later on. My session guest tonight is the Vermont singer and writer Anais Mitchell, who made a huge impression on UK audiences with her reimagining of the Orpheus myth in a post-apocalyptic American depression in Hadestown. On her 2010 visit to the UK, she turned Scottish singer and piper Ian Morrison into Orpheus and Martin Carthy into Hades. For the live gigs, that is. But she's back with a new big canvas story in her new album, Young Man in America. And I'll get the crack with her about that a little later on. The BBC Radio 3 World Roots Academy, as you may well know, has turned its attention to Colombia this year. Do keep an eye out for the special programmes and events. And in the meantime, a flavour of the country whose music is occupying so many folks' attention at the moment. First off, the man who liked it so much he moved there. Will Quantic Holland and his combo Barbaro brought True Thoughts label's other major selling artist, Alice Russell, and her regular string guys to Colombia and his studio in Cali for a new collaborative album. And this is the result.
Sing to me your tabaco y rum. La gente, el que niega, el creyente, sabio, necio, indiferente, tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, tabaco,
tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, pero tabaco,
tabaco y ron. Esa amargura, esa amargura. Lleva, compadre, tu cruz y no se la des a nadie, y no se la des a nadie, y no se la des a nadie, que todos ya llevamos una cruz. Sabio, necio, indiferente, tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, tabaco,
tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, pero tabaco,
tabaco y ron. Quita esa mala gana, compadre, que te va a matar esa amargura, esa amargura, esa amargura. Lleva, compadre, tu cruz y no se la des a nadie, y no se la des a nadie, y no se la des a nadie, que todos ya llevamos una cruz. Sabio, necio, indiferente, tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, tabaco,
tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, pero tabaco,
tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, tabaco,
tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, pero tabaco.
Somebody wear me to the
fair?
Will a lady pin me in her hair? Will a child find me by a stream?
Within, he finds beauty and power. Ring all the
Quantic and Alice Russell with the combo Barbaro were first up there, and the single release from their album of the same name, Look Around the Corner. The album is out next month. Following that, Rodolfo y su Típica, a favourite of Discos Fuentes in the 60s and 70s, and that call for fags and booze to rub out the pain of love appears on World Circuit's re-release of their 80s and 90s compilations of Fuentes' cumbia tracks. Quantic has recently been in the Disco Fuentes studios in Colombia with a project he's bringing to the River of Music celebrations in London over the summer. But that track there that we were listening to prompted Peter Meanwell, tonight's producer, to head for 70s Chicago and Minnie Riperton's Les Fleurs from her album Come Into My Garden, psychedelically produced by Charles Stepney, best known for his work with the Chess label and later with Earth, Wind and Fire. Come Into My Garden wasn't a success for Minnie at the time, but of course it's since achieved cult status. A crossover success to the mainstream next. Out at the end of the month is the long-awaited new album from Amadou and Mariam. So here's a single, Dugu Badia, featuring Australian singer-songwriter and producer Santi Gold.
Ao ouvir The Fire flipei, tive de ir lá conhecer os manos. Virei o ouvido, sintonizei. Pirataria na rua eu comprei. Fiquei feliz, foi descobrir cultura, afinal não é só o que ouvi. Até então abri o coração, com calunga mata no refrão. Escapei do inferno com máquina, apanhei o comboio dos lambas e tirei do caminho uma gala. É diversidade no estilo, originalidade em dois tiros. Mando com mensagem, eu prefiro, mas também foi bom rir com minguito. Não me entram som pra partido, nem de Unity, nem número 10. Vocês sabem ao que eu me refiro, apressivo, ousadia do Wallace, W King e o Ramo dão carga. Noite e dia, Renault nas damas, mas os preferidos são de cala pra Poite, Bruno M. Repanda. E Repanda.
Terei o Chapéu, the title track from the new album by Batida, who is Angolan Portuguese DJ Pedro Coquinao. It's kind of an unusual blend, apparently, for Benin's Kuduro electronica scene, mixing those samples from vintage tracks, in this case 70s Angola. Before that was the current single from Mali's golden couple Amadou and Mariam, and the album, Folie La, is out at the beginning of April. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3, where tonight's guest is Vermont singer Anais Mitchell, and where we're also announcing the finalists in this year's Songlines Magazine Awards. The next one up now. This is Dub Colossus. They've currently got a remix release out of their first two albums. It's called Dub Me Tender. Those puns hurt even me. But let's go back to the original. This is from the second release, Addis Through the Looking Glass, and get the Ethiopian dub take on Althea and Donna's former British number one, Uptown Top Ranking.
Bye. it in a way that you never know. Boats coming through with a style you don't see in a while. Say I can't just with a banana ragamuffin style.
A real cross-cultural collaboration, Dub Colossus and Uptown Top Ranking from their album Addis Through the Looking Glass. And they do indeed feature in the next category to announce in the Songlines Awards. Dub Colossus join three others, the Bollywood Brass Band and Rafaqat Ali Khan for Chaya Chaya on the Italian Filmy Records label. The Kronos Quartet's collaboration with Finnish Boundary Breakers accordionist Kimmo Pohonen and programmer Samuli Kosminen. That's on the Ondine label. And the fourth of the quartet was one I encountered while amusing musicians being given a lift to Glasgow on a long car journey. I tell you, it's a more scary prospect than Are We There Yet, Dad? But fortunately, one of them had brought this on Sony Classical. Yo-Yo Ma, Stuart Duncan, Edgar Mayer and Chris Teeley and their Goat Rodeo Sessions.
Thank you.
absolutely fantastic. I love it. And it's remarkable thinking of the challenges of supremely good musicians, but working within their own particular frames of reference. Non-readers, non-improvisers amongst them. It doesn't matter who. It all transcends process to create that fantastic music. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3, and I was delighted to meet up again with my session guest for tonight. I first encountered Aeneas Mitchell's Hadestown on another long car journey, armed with stacks of CDs and winding my way through, well, not very promising ones. But this time, as I was going through the wild and starkly beautiful Caithness, this is the one that made me screech to a halt and point the car out towards the frankly post-apocalyptic looking Pentland Firth on the north coast of Scotland and let the gloriousness that was that album wash over me. Well, Aeneas is back with a new American tale of an album, Young Man in America. And she came into the studio while she was on a brief visit to London last month to tell me all about it.
Gave a mighty shout, opened her legs and let me out. Hungry as a prairie dog, young man in America, young man in America. Hungry, hungry, running every which way, young man in America. I come out like a cannonball, come of age of alcohol, raving in a field of rye. Black and roving eye, black and roving eye. Ravenous, ravenous, what you got? It's not enough, young man in America. Oh, shelter, mother shelter, mother shelter. My daddy was a repo man, put me out onto the streets. Didn't give a damn for me, did not give a damn. Daddy, daddy, gonna wish you never had me. I'm a young man. I'm growing right before your eyes. I might grow to such a size, blowing like a hurricane. Everyone in my skin. And climb back in the bed you made me in.
Young Man in America by Aeneas Mitchell, and it's fantastic, Aeneas, to have you with us here in session for World on 3.
I'm so happy to be back. Thanks for having me.
Now, I've told you before about hearing the previous album, Hadestown, for the first time and sitting up on the wild north coast of Scotland, listening to it on the car stereo, just letting the music wash over me as it hit me for the first time. This new album, The Young Man in America, it's same but different. You're creating a world for us with these stories. You're telling a story. You have a young man as your main character.
Cars are so inspiring, right? I was driving down the interstate highway and that very first verse just popped into my head about my mother gave a mighty shout, and this idea of this young, almost mythological creature just bursting out of his mother's womb, and he's already ravenous and thirsty and hungry and running all over the world looking for pleasure and satisfaction, and he doesn't really have anyone to answer to. He doesn't have anyone telling him what his place is in the world, and so it's very, he gets kind of high on that, and he's very free, but he's also really sad and lost. And so in those moments that he calls out, you know, oh, shelter, mother, shelter, like he's looking for some kind of guidance. And
the songs strike me as being about this young man in many ways, or this person. Is it someone in particular?
I mean, that particular guy was based on someone, but I'll never tell who. But I think, you know, I recognized in him some of my own feelings and something larger than life.
The album also is about connections. It's about relationships. It's about how people are nurtured, need to be, and miss it when it's not there. How much of your own relationship with family, with your mother, with your father, with your community is invested in this album?
There's a lot of that, for sure. Of course, my dad is a really important figure on this record, and it's his face.
Well, it's his face on the front.
Exactly, yeah. And that photograph of him was taken when he was about my age. He had just written a book, which is called The Souls of Lambs. And one of the songs, which I'll play next, Shepherd, is a sort of a song version of the very first chapter of that. So this shepherd, his wife is in labor, and he's trying to bring in the hay crop before the rains come. And his wife keeps telling him, you know, don't worry, bring in the crop and then the baby will come after. And then inadvertently she dies in childbirth. And it's really no one's fault how it happens. But it's because of his sort of fixation. It sort of, for me, was always such a sad story because it's about those things that we are relentlessly pursuing. And then the really important, beautiful, pure things that we just kind of plow under or trample down in that pursuit. And this character and these sort of themes of like work and searching for an identity by way of what we do, it's connected to the young man. The young man is sort of a more reckless figure, and he's young and he's running around, and he's sort of more of a pleasure seeker. And then the shepherd character, he's a mature character, but he's still really obsessed, really fixated in a certain way that I think can be dangerous. And I guess to write the song was really a sort of a reaching out to my dad, being the age he was when he wrote that book, and feeling like maybe I understood some of the themes that he was approaching in that story. And
it must be a kind of strange feeling, metaphorically, meeting your dad at the same age.
Yeah, I love that idea. And one thing that was really affecting for me during the writing of this record is that my dad lost his dad a couple years ago, and to see my dad not just as my dad but as another man's son and as a kid and as a, you know, an orphan of sorts, my heart went out to him in a different way than it had before. So I'll play Shepherd. Thank you.
the shepherd to his wife. The crop of hay is cut and dried. I'll bale it up and bring it in before the coming storm begins. Go, she said, and beat the storm. And then there is another chore. Today the baby will be born. You'll take me to the hospital, said the shepherd, if it's true. 'Twere better if I stayed with you. I'd rather let the harvest go and hasten to the hospital. Nay, she told him, I'll be fine. We both have labor in the dew. You do yours and I'll do mine. And the babe will wait till the work is through. Shepherd rode the yellow rose, the clouds above and the field below, until the bales had all been tied, and homeward turned to find his wife. The sweat was wet upon her brow, her breath it cameth laboredly, and then the rain was coming down upon the field, the yellow hay. Said the shepherd, it's no use. The rain will surely win the race. 'Twere better if we let it fall and hurry to the hospital. Go, she said, and work with haste and bring the bales into the barn. Else the crop will go to waste, and the babe will wait till the work is done. The shepherd drove into the storm, to and from the yellow barn, till half the bales were safely in, then went to find his wife again. How many times her name he called, and no replying would she make. Her breath it came as none at all. Saw the sun come out. The shepherd's wife saw ne'er again. He buried her and the babe within. He turned the seed into the ground. He brought the flock to feed thereon. He held the cleaver and the plow, and the shepherd's work was never done.
Father and daughter writ large there. More from Anais Mitchell to come tonight. She'll be back in the UK as well later in the year. But meantime, here's a trio of bands you can get out to see over the next few weeks. And since we have Sassy Lady in the studio, let's have another one here. It's the Down and Dirty all-girl trio, Miss Quincy and the Showdown. They start out a tour on the 23rd in Croppredy, taking in, amongst others, Glasgow's Big Blues Day on the old Renfrew Ferry on the Clyde. I think the two will be very well suited indeed. ¶¶
You're a sharpshooter, baby. But I am too. Well, you light your fire with gasoline. Yes, you do. And we'll burn down this town, yeah, we'll burn it to the ground. Oh, we'll burn down this town, yeah, we'll burn it.
Miss Quincy was followed there by the band of the moment in Scots trad circles, Breipach, with the new lineup and the new album Balm. The track was Sorry I'm Late. It's a pair of tunes from their own piper, Callum McCrimmon, and also Alan MacDonald, who's something of a guru to pipers and singers of Callum's generation. It's not quite too late to see them live on the current tour. There's one last blast in Braemar on the 30th of March. Then we had the Bristol Quartet, Spyro, from their new album, Kaleidophonica, and they're just starting out on their current romp around England and Wales. Cambridge on Monday next, Birmingham on the 22nd. The rest of the dates you can find on their website. More now from our session for tonight, which came from the lovely Aeneas Mitchell during her brief visit to London last month with a new album, Young Man in America. And her songs continued here very beautifully with He Did.
Love you, love you, love you. He did, he did, he did. He stood high above you. You were just a little kid. Your daddy was a farmer. His back was burnished red and gold. And every time he closed his eyes, a rooster crowed. He sowed 100 rows of corn. The summer you were born and wondered what your life would yield. How it feels to be a child. To fill.
Anais Mitchell in session with us here on World in 3, singing songs from her new album, Young Man in America. Now, I actually find that a very difficult song to listen to, because any girl who had a dad, you know, is going to lay the memories and love and, you know, all of that into a song like that. And you talked about your dad, who was a writer, as you and your brother were growing up, writing about being a dad and bringing you guys up, as well as the sheep and the books and, you know, everything else. How much is this a sort of tables turned album?
Yeah, well, I definitely felt like I had a sort of a get out of jail free pass, because when I was growing up, my dad used to write these essays for a magazine, which were sort of like memoirs of being a farmer and a writer and raising a family in Vermont, where I grew up, and he later published them as a series of books. So I got a lot of airtime in his in his creative work, and it felt like Yeah, turn
about. It's your turn. The songs in the album, you tell the stories and it's like you're observing things. You see both sides of the world. Is it important to you as a songwriter or a storyteller that you are the observer, that you tell it rather than judge it?
Yeah, I think that is important to me. And because this record, people have said, you know, it was... Well, clearly it was influenced by the recession, and it sort of is about America in a way, or it's about a culture that we're all living in, and is it an indictment or not, you know? And for me, I feel like what I'd like to do with songwriting is really just kind of expose the humanity in any story, if it's a political story. And of course I have my views and stuff, but I guess I sort of want to stay off the soapbox in order to get at the human stories. And to tell you the truth, I mean, a lot of these songs on this record, I really didn't go about them with a plan. I didn't think I'll write a song about America or anything like that. It was really just like an image that came. And the image suggested another image, and then it suggested another, and it was sort of a process of following it down the mysterious path.
Now, when we've spoken before, you've talked about growing up in a house that was full of books and just eating them wholesale, and that this very much comes out in your writing and your thinking and your fascination for stories, right down to the kind of language that you use. It is quite an old-fashioned turn of English phrase, and you seem to revel in it.
Yeah, I'm kind of on a jag right now with like English and Scottish and Irish folk ballads. And I guess I first found Paul Brady and then Martin Carthy and Nick Jones. And I wish that I read more than I do. But the last big book that I really kind of sank my teeth into was the written version of the Child Ballad collection. And I found that so fascinating because it doesn't have the melodies or anything. It's just purely language. And for any given ballad, there'd be, you know, multiple versions. So I could just read through one after another. And definitely that language really speaks to me. I guess because it's English. I mean, it's my language, but it feels very exotic and ornate compared to American folk music. And there's a few songs on the album, like that image of the black and roving eye. It's such a great image because we all know what that means. You know, never trust a young man with a black and roving eye. And it's hundreds of years old, and they knew what it meant back then too. And so those touchstone images, mm-hmm. I feel like they like resonate in a way that it's an echo. It's an ancestral thing. I you know, I don't really quite understand it.
Fantastic. Well, it's been great having you here.
Thanks so much. Always a pleasure.
And just tell us about this last song that we're going to hear from the album, The Ships.
Sure, yeah. Well, this is one that's kind of heavily influenced by your old music. I think of the sailor or the would-be sailor in this song as a version of the young man. And the song is called Ships.
Watching you, watching the ships coming into the harbor. And you told me again of your voyages, Graham. I loved you most when you seven wonders. And you reach in your coat for your telescope, see what you could see when your ship comes in. When your ship comes in. When your ship comes in, you'll be happy.
Thanks a million to Aeneas Mitchell for the session. Aeneas will be back with the band to gig the album, Young Man in America. That'll be round about May time, and we'll let you know more about the dates nearer the time. This is Mary Ann Kennedy on World on 3. Do remember to check out our World Roots Academy for this year. Jose Hernando Noguera, apprentice to Colombian accordionist Egidio Cuadrado. Their first meeting is already blogged online on the Radio 3 website. Hats are it. And the first ever World Roots Academician, oud player Kayam Alami, has gone on to great success in the 2 years since his year with Iraqi singer and composer Ilham Al-Madfai. He brought out a remarkable and fairly uncompromising album and DVD called Resonance Dissonance. And his vision has been rewarded with an appearance in the roll call for the next of Songlines Awards shortlists being announced tonight. fabulous stuff. Khayyam Alami. He'll be touring the UK in April, by the way. Congratulations to Khayyam for his nomination in the Newcomer of the Year category in the Songlines Magazine Awards. Remember, the awards are shortlisted first from a public vote, and the final winners will be announced in the June edition of the magazine and, of course, here on World on 3. The other contenders in the Newcomer category then, more Tuareg sounds, this time not from the old stagers Tinariwen, but Niger's Omara Mokhtar and his band Bombino, and the album was Agadez. And then we have the Anglo-Chilean Cypriot blend that is Trio Teke for their new style Rembetica on their debut album. And probably no surprise that this next lady also features, having made such an impact on disc, on air and on stage last year. The next big Malian star for sure, Fatoumata Diawara.
So why, I, so why, so why, so why, I, so why, so why. Dara suru lahi kone bina kumasa Nebe sara la muzohula hadunu nya muzohula kula mogelema Ibe kono ta segena kide molo segena kika no la mo abada Kata gala mola ibo di la mola kika no tono dun abada Sa a a a yi So wa so wa wa So wa Neni ndogo ni la mode nye Johnny nye la mode nye Fanta bata ni la mode nye Na umanya nema Kala mwenye ponye neduma la mokorodo Kujoni nye la mode nye Neni ndogo ni la mode nye Ni ulo teni bibolo Ikana dikata la mola Nide muzo mani bibolo Ikana dikata la mola Denje mani bibolo Ikana dikata la mola O benani duzo kasiye, o benani sonjae sa a ai, so wa, so wa wa, so wa.
Sowa from Fatoumata, Diawara's debut album, rounding up the newcomer nominations, and we'll have the final category, Best Artist, to finish World on 3 tonight. But plenty more before that, starting with some great albums brought back home from North Carolina by tonight's producer, Peter Meanwell. This is definitely where our musical tastes collide, and happily so. And the next tracks feature two generations of a musical family, father and then daughter. Raina Gellert, we're probably most familiar with through her playing with the all-girl band Uncle Earl. But the musical start for her in life was through her parents, Jen and Dan. Here he is, postie by day, fiddler and banjo player extraordinaire by night, Dan Geller with an old-time classic, Cotton Eye Joe.
remember, don't you know, Daddy worked a mine named Cotton Eye Joe. Where did you come from? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Thank you.
The musical Postie, Dan Gellert, was followed by Daughter Raina, playing with Susie Goring there, and tunes from a straight-up No Fixes, No Overdubs recording. It's called Starch and Iron, and it also features a beautiful introduction to the girls and their music by Dirk Powell. And finally, we had another fiddler, a young guy there, Andy Edmonds from Pilot Mountain, North Carolina. Now, he can count generations of musicians in his old-time family pedigree, but really he learned everything he knows at the feet of Benton Flippham, the last of the Surrey County fiddlers, and that was a track in his honour, Benton's Dream. This is Marianne Kennedy on BBC Radio 3 with World on 3, and we have one more shortlist to announce for the 2012 Songlines Magazine Awards, but time for a couple more new releases before that last revelation. First of all, a new Ras Records retrospective, this time the star of Brazilian pop, Chico Buarque. He started out life trying to be sensible and get an education, but the lure of his upbringing amongst the leading lights of the Bossa movement proved too strong, and he went on to become one of the major figures in MPB, Música Popular Brasileira, surviving political censure and even brief imprisonment and exile, still going strong today. This opening track from the second disc in the definitive collection comes from 1978, and it's his thinly disguised swipe against the Brazilian dictatorship, Apesar de Você, In Spite of You.
Hoje você é quem manda, falou, tá falado, não tem discussão, não. A minha gente hoje anda falando de lado e olhando pro chão. Viu, você que inventou esse estado, inventou de inventar toda a escuridão. Você que inventou o pecado, esqueceu-se de inventar o perdão.
Apesar de você, amanhã há de ser outro dia.
Eu pergunto a você, onde vai se esconder da enorme euforia? Como vai proibir? Quando o galo insistir em cantar, água nova brotando e a gente se amando sem parar. Quando chegar o momento, esse meu sofrimento vou cobrar com juros, juro. Todo esse amor reprimido, esse grito contido, este samba no escuro. Você que inventou a tristeza, ora tem a fineza de desinventar. Você vai pagar e é dobrado cada lágrima rolada nesse meu penar. Pago pra ver o jardim florescer, qual você não queria. Você vai se amargar vendo o dia raiar sem lhe pedir licença. E eu vou morrer de rir que esse dia há de vir antes do que você pensa. Apesar de você,
apesar de você, amanhã outro dia.
Você vai ter que ver amanhã renascer e esbanjar poesia. Como vai se explicar vendo o céu clarear de repente, impunemente? Como vai abafar nosso coro a cantar na sua frente? Apesar de você,
apesar de você, amanhã há de ser outro dia.
Você vai se dar mal, etc e tal, laraiá, laraiá.
La 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 όμως ξεμακραίνει. Ωραία στιγμή μου ξένη. Βαθαίνουν τα πηγάδια. Ζωή μου που σε άδεια. Ο κόσμος ξεμακραίνει.
Είναι βράδυ.
Ωραία στιγμή μου ξένη.
Στάσου λίγο.
Βαθαίνουν τα πηγάδια.
Το φεγγάρι.
Ζωή μου που σε άδεια.
Γέλα λίγο.
Αν μ' αγαπάς. Ο κόσμος ξεμακραίνει.
Είναι βράδυ.
Μη μιλάς. Ωραία στιγμή μου ξένη.
Στάσου λίγο.
Αν μ' αγαπάς. Βαθαίνουν τα πηγάδια.
Το φεγγάρι.
Όταν κοιτάς. Ζωή μου που σε άδεια.
Γέλα λίγο.
Αν μ' αγαπάς. Ανθίζουνε τα αστέρια.
Όνειρο.
Όταν περνά. Δώσ' μου τα δυο σου χέρια.
Και τον κόσμο.
Αν μ' αγαπάς.
Ο κόσμος ξεμακραίνει.
Είναι βράδυ.
Μη μιλάς. Ωραία στιγμή μου ξένη.
Στάσου λίγο.
Αν μ' αγαπάς. Βαθαίνουν τα πηγαδιά.
Το φεγγάρι.
Όταν κοιτάς. Ζωή μου που σε άδεια.
Γέλα λίγο.
Αν μ' αγαπάς. Ανθίζουνε τα αστέρια.
Όνειρο
μου. Όταν περνάς. Δώσ' μου τα δυο σου χέρια.
Και τον κόσμο.
Αν μ' αγαπάς.
Two new RAS releases there, the Chico Buarque Definitive Collection, followed by one of Greece's most popular musicians. Cypriot Alkinos Ioannidis is currently on tour with his Local Stranger album. Union Chapel, London on the 29th, Birmingham at the Temple on the 30th, and on up to Scotland, Glasgow's Oran Mór on the 2nd of April, and Sage Gateshead on the 3rd. So to the last of tonight's Songlines Awards nominations, and our final pair of tracks come from the shortlist for Best Artist. And amongst the four are the veteran musical storyteller and explorer Ry Cooder, whose diatribe against the players in America's economic and financial woes also won him a Grammy nomination. Will he make it with this one? Only a couple of months to find out.
The bankers all leaving. You better come round and see. It's starting revelation. They robbed the nation blind. They're all down at the station. No banker left behind. No banker, no banker, no banker could I find. They were all down at the station. No banker left behind. White House, they went one day. They was going to call on the president
in a quiet and a sociable way. And the afternoon was sunny, and the weather, it was fine. They counted all our money, and no banker was left behind. No banker, no banker, no banker could I find. They were all down at the White House, no banker was left behind. So blowing, it plays a happy tune. The conductor's calling all aboard, we'll be leaving soon. With champagne and shrimp cocktails, and that's not all you find. There's a $1 billion bonus and no banker left behind. No banker, no banker, no banker could I find. When the train pulled out next morning, no banker was left behind. No banker, next morning, old banker was left behind. Hallelujah, man.
Rye Cooder's Banking Gravy Train, No Banker Left Behind, from the album Pull Up Some Dust and Sit Down. And he joins Anushka Shankar for Traveller and Hossam Ramzi for Rock the Tabla in the nominations for Best Artist. You've been listening to World on 3 with me, Marianne Kennedy. Thanks all round, especially to Anais Mitchell, to Peter Meanwell and to James Birtwistle in the studio. I'm going to leave you with that final Songlines nomination for Best Artist, a guest in our BBC Radio 3 stage last summer at WOMAD. From City of Refuge, Banjo Royalty from Abigail Washburn and Bring Me My Queen.
Take so much.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. And for this opening hour and a half tonight, another of Through the Night's visits to the 2011 Chopin International Piano Festival. This recital with the American pianist Sarah Dhanashpour in a wide-ranging programme, Prokofiev's Seventh Sonata and pieces by Schumann, Scarlatti, Franck and Rachmaninoff. But she begins with Joseph Haydn, his Sonata No. 38 in F major, one of a set of sonatas Haydn wrote in 1773. The set issued in Vienna, Haydn's first publication in the city, in fact. Haydn never lost his joy in the world, and his music is a reminder, perhaps, that we shouldn't either.